Number 93, Chris Wormley, defensive end for the Ravens. What's going on, man?
The Purple Evening.
Yes.
This is my second year
so
here.
I was going to say, have you been here? Okay, you were here last year.
My second year here, and the ladies are amazing.
Yes.
They're full of energy.
Yeah.
Full of Orange Crush.
Yeah.
So are we.
Yes.
What do you think about this? They don't do this everywhere. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the ladies come out year in and year out.
Yeah, it's a great way for the players to interact with these lovely ladies of Baltimore. And we're excited each time we get to come out here and have fun and hang out for a little bit.
Otherwise, you really don't get to see the fans. I mean, game day, you're not schmoozing with
anybody.
They're
doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of it, right?
Yeah, and it's great because it's all girls and all ladies, and they get to have fun, and we get to have fun with them.
Yes.
Let's bring your homeboy up. Brent Urban is here, too. Now.
If you guys did not know, today is...
Give it up.
Today is the Canadian Thanksgiving, so give thanks to Brent and all the fellow Canadians of...
Let's do a quick
mic
check.
That's right, man. I appreciate it.
What's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
What happens on a Canadian Thanksgiving?
It's very similar to an American Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
What's the food?
Turkey.
What?
Gravy. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
All the classics.
What about
the
ketchup potato chips I saw?
The ketchup potato chips as a vital part of a Canadian Thanksgiving. They're actually really good.
For real?
They're amazing.
Like you actually dip them in ketchup?
Or they're made with
it. No, it's flavored.
It's Lay's ketchup-flavored chips. Yeah, it's a Canadian staple.
You open up a bag, and that's what you have at your Thanksgiving
dinner. Yeah, they're actually really good, believe it or not.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
So, Chris, last year you sort of got lost in the shuffle, but this year you're really contributing. What's the difference between last year and this year?
I think it's just a year of getting bigger, faster, stronger, a year of being in the organization with guys and guys like Brand and Baby, Brandon Williams and Suggs. Just being leaders and being guys in the D-line room that I can, you know, look up to and learn from and just take it to that next step.
And, Brent, it's great to have you healthy. And did you just get new ink or something?
Flu
looks like
no, I got a little battle scar here.
Okay.
You know, fighting through it, but we're
just
managing.
Just today you got it?
No, it was from yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
The ladies were
like,
scratching.
Yeah, no,
I was getting clawed out there. Yeah, it was rough.
Take a selfie with me.
You know, and I give you credit for just – I'm sorry I asked you about that because I know the coaches are really weird. They don't want you mentioning anything. You know,
on. I shouldn't have disclosed that. Yeah.
Oh, that you're injured.
He's got a cut.
His boo boo.
Yeah, he's got a boo boo.
Yeah, sorry.
Just say you got a flu shot. It's fine.
Hey, Wormley and Urban, what were your thoughts on Baker Mayfield up close? What did you see?
I think he did a great job. You know, I think we were getting getting some good pressure internally on him, getting in his face and. He was just staying in there strong, making those throws, you know. And as a shorter quarterback, it's impressive to see a guy do that. I don't know if he can even see over his offensive lineman at that point, but he's a very accurate thrower. He knows where his receivers are going to be, and I mean, he did a great job. Kudos to him.
Kind of glad we got that one out of the way. You guys, second game on the road in 3 weeks, 4 out of 5. I guess you just keep your head down and next up, Tennessee.
Yeah, we go back to work tomorrow. We'll, you know, get the corrections from Sunday's game and look forward to Tennessee and then playing them in Nashville. That's always a fun place to go and play. We're looking forward to getting back on a winning streak.
How long after the game does it bother you? Can you shake it off on the plane ride? Does it take longer than that? Is it right when you're taking your pads off? How long before you start to shake off a tough loss like that and move on?
I think it lingers a while, at least for me. I know through the day off, and then I guess about till tomorrow when we start game planning for our next opponent. You know, that's when you try to turn the focus off, and after you go through the corrections and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it lingers for a bit. You know, you want to win at the end of the day, and it's anytime you lose, it kind of gets to you as a competitor.
How about you, Wormley?
Yeah, I was pretty mad waking up today, and watching the film, there's a lot of things that we could have done, you know, could have done better. But once I stepped into the stadium and saw these lovely ladies, it made it go away a little bit. Made the sting go away a little bit. So, but we're looking forward to Tennessee and like I said, getting back on that winning streak.
Chris Wormley and Brent Urban, two Baltimore Ravens here with Kirk and Mary Ann, Purple Evening at M&T Bank Stadium. You played for Jim Harbaugh in college. and now you play for his brother. Jim seems a little more animated, a little wackier than John. Is that is fair to say?
I would never call Jim wacky. But, I mean, people do say that, and I think he portrays that, you know, whether that's in his commercials or on-the-field antics. But they're very similar when it comes to how they want football to be played, you know, hard-nosed, rough and tough football, hard work. But I would definitely say Jim's a little more polarizing than John, for sure.
And, Brent, there's a offensive lineman for the Chiefs, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, I believe is his name. Amazingly, he's going to be a doctor while he's playing football. Do you know the guy? And how amazing is that to be able to deal with two disciplines that demand so much time at the same time?
Yeah, it's a really impressive story. I don't know him personally. You know, as another Canadian, he's a guy I'll kind of get associated with or check up on his story.
Not a lot of Canadians in the NFL.
No, I think there's...
You two.
It's about maybe 10 of us. So
Wow. He's
one of the guys. Impressive story. You know, went through med school. I don't think he started playing football until college even. And coming out of a Canadian college is pretty impressive. It's tough to kind of get noticed by scouts up there and that kind of thing.
How did Virginia find you?
Many road trips with my dad down south to kind of go to all those football camps and that kind of thing to get exposure. Because, you know, we're up north there, and not too many coaches come up there.
You'd
to
have
be
been
honest.
A hell of a defenseman.
Yeah, is American football a big deal in Canada? Or
it's the NFL's watched a lot, but our top tier athletes still play hockey. You know, I come from a hockey.
Victor Hedman, right there, dude. I'm gonna tell you what.
Right,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So I mean, it's a hockey hotbed. Toronto, the Greater Toronto Area. It's one of the top producers of hockey talent, like in the world, pretty much. So. You're kind of pushed into hockey at a young age, and I think that's still where our top-tier athletes are going. There's a lot of people still watching the NFL, but it's growing, I'd say.
It's, Marianne, it's Toronto. It's not Toronto. It's Toronto.
Toronto. Not Toronto.
And what people do everywhere. Baltimore.
And here's the other one. It's Montreal. It's not Montreal. It's like Monday, Montreal.
But people, wherever you live, it's not Rochester, it's Rochester.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
I think everybody's short for him.
Yeah, it's Balmer.
Yeah.
You know, we're all just lazy.
Hey, give it up for 93 and 96, Chris Wormley and Brent Urban, Baltimore Ravens out here for a purple evening. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
98 Rock. Yeah, spirits are still high out here. M&T Bank Stadium, a purple evening. And Brent Urban, defensive end for the Ravens. I was just asking you off mic, you seem like so chill and relaxed. Do you have a different gear when it's game time?
A vicious side.
I think so. I'm a competitive guy. So when I'm doing anything competitive, like playing video games even, you know, I'll get a little more into it, a little more
Fortnite.
Serious, focused, you know, that type of
have
thing.
Have you been banned from playing Fortnite yet? Like the other...
I haven't. I'll play a little bit of... I'm more of a FIFA guy.
I'm
I like
a
playing
great.
A little soccer.
Yeah,
not a huge Fortnite guy, but I'll be on FIFA a lot.
I'm nervous of Fortnite. I mean, there are people that are addicted, sitting there, dirty, haven't eaten.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
They're wearing diapers.
Wow.
They don't want to get up.
Yikes.
Wow. How do you deal with the highs and lows? I mean, you beat Pittsburgh, you lose to Cleveland, and you got to just kind of just mainline it straight on through all that.
Yeah, you know, you got to kind of stay level-headed through the ups and downs, just keep working. You know, it's a league that'll humble you. There's so many good players, good teams, and each and every week you're in for a fight, you know, and you can't really assume anything. You got to prepare as hard as you can every week and practice as hard as you can, and not try to get too full of yourself when you win and not try to get too down, and you just got to keep working, and it all works out.
Yeah, I wonder, where do you feel like you get more motivation? After a win and you're all excited, or after a loss and you're like, we're going to get the next one?
I think a loss, you know, because it gives you more of a chance to look at yourself in the mirror.
What did I
and
do?
Really, really focus on the negative parts. You know, if you're winning, you're not going to be as focused on the negative so much as like, you know, I need to keep doing what I'm doing. yeah, the losses. I'm looking at everything with a bigger magnifying glass.
Yeah,
and
that makes
I'm being
sense.
A little more critical of myself.
Finally, what's the thoughts on the tattoos? I mean, it's just the left sleeve going.
That's right.
It doesn't seem like there's anything else happening. You're all filled up. So are you done? Are you going to branch out, maybe go right sleeve?
I think I'm done. I like the one sleeve, but at the same time, it was pretty painful, man.
Yeah.
It took forever.
What?
Like
really?
I thought beginning, yeah, I was like, this is going to be a breeze. It's not going to be too tough.
You didn't get it all
anything.
Done at one time, did you?
No, but this is like compiled 40 hours of work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just, yeah, it was too much for me. So I think I'm going to stick with my one sleeve. I'm happy I did it, but I think it's going to stop
yeah,
there.
Right.
Yeah. I got that upper thigh, Bugs Bunny.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot you
I
said
was
you got that.
Crying. What's up, Doc?
You is that what it says?
It doesn't say it. Doesn't
oh.
have to. Doesn't
oh
have to.
My God.
Right. Hey, Brent, good luck against Tennessee on Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Give it up once again for Brent Urban, everybody.
It's his Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving.
That's right.
That's right.
He's sacrificing.
All right. We're back with more players at a purple evening straight ahead.